Now we're going to move on to illegal immigration and Operation Scheduled Departure. It sort of sounds like a plan by the airlines to work on being on time, as many travelers would appreciate, but it's really not. Operation Scheduled Departure is a pilot program launched by the Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, or ICE, which gives illegal immigrants who have already been ordered by a court to leave the country 90 days to settle their affairs before going home. Think of it as sort of a gentle deporting gently. It ran in 5 cities, Santa Ana, California, San Diego, Phoenix, Chicago, and Charlotte, and it ends this week. For more, we're turning now to Jim Hayes, who is the acting director of detention and removal of operations for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Good morning, Jim. Thanks for being with us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
So explain briefly to us exactly how this works.
Well, I think you summarized it quite nicely. It's a program that's intended for illegal immigrants who have been ordered removed from the United States but have not been convicted of a crime. And what we're doing is we're asking them to surrender themselves and offering them up to 90 days in certain circumstances to get their affairs in order and actually schedule their own removal from the United States. This is somewhat different from the way that we normally conduct fugitive operations. When we find these people at their residences or places of business, we make their arrest and very quickly remove them, sometimes the same day, but generally within 30 days, and they have very little control over the terms under which they depart the United States. This allows these individuals who haven't been convicted of a crime some measure of control mm-hmm. over when they actually get removed from the United States.
Okay, so there's an estimated somewhere around 460,000 immigrants without criminal histories, because that's an important distinction that you make there, in the U.S. How many have actually turned themselves in during this pilot project?
Well, the program's been running for a couple of weeks. We just started our advertisements in these cities last week. We've had 6 individuals come in so far. These individuals have come in with plane tickets, passports, and arrangements made, and have basically told us, here's the date that we're planning on departing, and we're staying in contact with those individuals. So thus far, there's been some interest.
6 sounds like such a small number. Give me a sense, Jim, of one, as you said, we should note, it just started, so it's hard to say exactly how well it would run over the long term. But secondarily, what's the incentive? I mean, particularly for Mexican illegal immigrants, many of these cities that are piloting this are near borders. It's widely reported and essentially conventional wisdom that it's really easy to come back and forth. Why bother signing up with ICE and going through this formal process?
Well, there's a couple of reasons. And the first, of course, is that, you know, in general, when we conduct our fugitive operations, we detain the people that we arrest, and we don't allow them the opportunity to go back out and, get their affairs in order, pay bills, make arrangements for family members to travel with them. We're doing that under this program. Another incentive is that in the last several years, immigration enforcement has steadily increased. It's no longer as much of a crapshoot that you're going to be targeted. Our 104 teams are out there every day looking for criminal and non-criminal fugitives alike. We made over 30,000 arrests last year. We've made over 28,000 arrests this year. So the message is, obviously, you can wait for us to come to you, or you can come to us, and we'll make it a more convenient alternative for you if you come to us. And then the third reason is as many people have pointed out, you know, there is not a deferment of the bar, so to speak, for people who are removed from the country. They're still going to be barred from coming back legally for 10 years. But this way, you actually get the date that you left the United States on record, and so that bar starts immediately, whereas if you leave the United States on your own without coordinating your removal with immigration authorities, you're going to have to prove the date that you left down the road, and that's very difficult.
Jim, I got to tell you, it always sounds like you guys really have a tough job. You're between a rock and a hard place, really, which is that you've got these enormous numbers of people who have been ordered to leave the United States, and you don't necessarily have the kind of resources that you would need in order to capture all of those people. Would that be fair?
Well, I think you're right that we have a difficult job. I think certainly in the last several years, Congress has been understanding of that mission and certainly appropriated more resources for us. But it makes us have to do a couple of things. And the first thing is to prioritize our resources by targeting the most egregious threats first. This program is very minimally resource intensive. We're not expending a lot of resources. We're not expending a lot of budgetary dollars. And so this allows us to focus more of our resources to target those criminal aliens and criminal organizations while allowing these individuals who may be less of a threat, certainly, mm-hmm. to come in voluntarily and make their departure a little bit more convenient for them.
Finally, very quickly, because we just have about 20 seconds, is this the end of Operation Scheduled Departure, or does it now continue at some point?
You know, we've got a 1-800 number that we've gotten over 100 calls in the first 2 weeks, and some have come from other cities asking, when are you going to extend this program to our city?
Mm-hmm.
So we're going to take a look at it this week. We're going to see if any more people show up, and we'll make a judgment by the end of the week.
Jim Hayes, thanks so much for being with us.
Thank you.
Jim Hayes is the Acting Director of Detention and Removal of Operations for U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement. Catherine?
We're always on here at The Takeaway. Reminder that you can catch up with us on Facebook, Friend Feed, Twitter. On today's show, of course, Pakistan's President Pervez Musharraf stepping down, and we ask, what happens next?
And you are... Who are you?
Did I not say that? I'm Catherine Lanford, sitting in for John Hockenberry. 40 million people watched swimmer Michael Phelps win his record 8th gold medal on Saturday night. Were you one of them? Are you glad you watched? Tell us about your experience. Go to 1-877-8-MY-TAKE or mytake@thetakeaway.org.
Or we're asking you, what would you earn a gold, silver, or bronze medal? And Sasha on our website tells us, should win a gold medal in da-da-da-da. For sleeping. She said, I can do that better and longer than anyone else that she knows.
Well, if she gets the gold, I get the silver. Hey, Takeaway political director Andrea Bernstein and our producer Adam Hirsch are heading west on a road trip in the run-up to the Democratic National Convention. We're following their trip on the show and online.
And here's today's Takeaway.
Swimmers don't wear jerseys.
Okay.
That was Trip Mickle from Sports Business Daily talking about the money-making phenom that is Michael Phelps. They're even selling jerseys, he said, for the record-breaking swimmer.
Right. Yeah, those get kind of wet if you take him in the pool. If you missed anything from our show or want to weigh in, remember, go to thetakeaway.org. I'm Catherine Lanford in for John Hockenberry.
And I'm Adora Udoji, and you've been listening to The Takeaway.
The Takeaway is supported by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting, the John S. and James L. Knight Foundation, advancing journalistic excellence in the digital age. More information at knightfoundation.org. And by the Rockefeller Foundation and its Campaign for American Workers. More at rockfound.org. This is The Takeaway.
This is Ira Flatow, host of Science Friday. For over 30 years, the Science Friday team has been reporting high-quality science and technology news, making science fun for curious people by covering everything from the outer reaches of space to the rapidly changing world of AI to the tiniest microbes in our bodies. Audiences trust our show because they know we're driven by a mission to inform and serve listeners first and foremost with important news they won't get anywhere else. And our sponsors benefit from that halo effect. For more information on becoming a sponsor, visit sponsorship.wnyc.org.